Grace, mercy, and peace be on you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ of God. Amen. In the summers of 1986 and 1987, I worked on the waterfront in San Francisco, keeping the Pier 39 clean. I would begin my day by catching a bus each morning that would take me to the Underground Railway Station. I'd go down, catch the downtown Muni train, and go to its very last stop at the Embarcadero Center. From there, I would head up the escalator to the street level, and then proceed across the Embarcadero Center to the Embarcadero Road and walk about 20 minutes down the road to Pier 39. And almost every day as I came up from the underground, there was a man there begging for money. And most of the time I would just ignore him and walk on by. But then one day I finally decided to stop and offer him something. I told him I didn't have any money to give him, but he could have the apple from my lunch. But he refused it. Said he didn't need food, he needed money. As you might well guess, that was the last time I ever offered him any of my food. One of the tried but true little sayings that I learned as a child is the phrase, "Beggars can't be choosers." I'm sure you probably learned that too. We are in no position to dictate the terms and the details of someone's assistance to us when we are beggars. When we have no standing nor right to an expectation. We are remiss if we think we can pick and choose the manner in which others will offer us their help. Now, while the beggar who asked me for money, of course, was under no obligation to accept the apple that I offered him, he also was in no position to refuse it and to ask me for something else. You see, when you truly have nothing, you should be willing to accept most anything. Such was the position and the condition of the woman in our gospel reading this morning, who sought Jesus' help to heal her daughter who was possessed by an evil spirit. Now, this woman came to Jesus as a beggar, in that she had no right to expect anything from Jesus. She was a Gentile. She could offer Jesus nothing. He owed her nothing. And yet, in humility and faith, she came to Jesus begging for his help, willing to accept and be grateful for anything that he was willing to give her. Even after Jesus insulted her, essentially referring to her as a dog, she addressed him as Lord and was willing to accept even the smallest crumbs of his kindness. For such a humble reply, for such a sincere faith, Jesus healed her daughter. It is said that in Martin Luther's pocket, soon after he died, was found a scrap of paper which had been written to six words: "We are beggars, this is true." Perhaps nothing Luther ever wrote could more succinctly yet more fully summarize the whole of Lutheran doctrine than these few words found in his pocket. They are a constant reminder to us that we deserve nothing from God. And thus anything that he gives to us is purely by grace. Because of our sin, each of us can only come before him as beggars and say, "Lord, have mercy on me, a poor, sinful being." And as beggars, as those who know that we can offer God nothing, and those who have no right to expect anything from him, whatever he chooses to give to us is infinitely more than we deserve. And thus we have no right to be angry or frustrated or disappointed when our lives don't turn out the way that we had thought they would, or turn out the way that someone else's life has. Because everything we receive from God is gravy. It's all frosting. It's all extra and undeserved. Even if all that we ever get from God is crumbs, it is still more than we deserve. But you will never accept that, nor live with that kind of humble faith that we saw in the Syrophoenician woman in her gospel reading this morning, or that Luther taught, if you do not see yourself as a beggar before God. As long as you buy into this modern nonsense that you are worthy of God's love, and that he sent his son to this earth to die for you because you're worth it, you'll never have the kind of humble faith to which the scriptures direct us. Jesus died on the cross for us, though we were not worth it, though we were lost and condemned sinners, because we could not and we cannot save ourselves, because we are beggars before God. The life that we have, the forgiveness that is ours, the salvation that we are promised, they're all gifts of God's grace. None of it comes to us on the basis of our merit, but all of it comes to us on the basis of his mercy. As is true of all the blessings that we enjoy in this life: health, home, family, friends, food, clothing, and that list goes on and on. It all comes to us as beggars. And thus we should humbly and joyfully receive whatever it is that God in his grace chooses to give to us. In the first article of the Apostles' Creed, we read these words: "I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth." And then the explanation: what does this mean? "I believe that God has made me and all creatures, that he has given me my body and soul, eyes, ears, and all my members, my reason and all my senses, and still takes care of them. He also gives me clothing, shoes, food and drink, house and home, wife and children, land, animals, and all I have. He richly and daily provides me with all that I need to support this body and life. He defends me against all danger and guards and protects me from all evil. All this he does only out of fatherly divine goodness and mercy, without any merit or worthiness in me. For all this, it is my duty to thank and praise, serve and obey him. This is most certainly true. Our starting point and our ending point with God should always be as beggars. Beggars who are willing and grateful to receive even the crumbs from God's hand. For you see, each of us entered this world lost and condemned because of our sin. And each of us would leave this world in the exact same way were it not for the grace and the mercy of God. Lest we empty God's blessings of their undeservedness and kindness, may we always remember and live by the words which Martin Luther clung to, even in death. We are beggars. This is true. To God be the glory. Amen.